Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 5 with verses 15 through 22. I think tomorrow we'll be moving through the end of 1 Thessalonians, actually. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterance. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. Try and recall a situation where someone got you so mad that you responded in kind with vulgarity, or maybe even physically. This is the kind of evil God asks us to reject. God asks us in Jesus to be kind, sympathetic, and passive, yet calling on the Spirit to accomplish love, faith, and hope of His mercy, sharing this piety to forgive rather than be aggressive. Kind of like the driver who thinks going as fast as they can from point A to point B must be forgiven. 2. Learning to abide safely in public is really what God intends us all to do. Today, God is asking you to rejoice. Always, no matter the problem or evil we may see, in God we can stamp out this oppression that dwells in the lost. Most can agree that love will set things right once we stop living upside down like circus freaks. God is telling us all to refrain from evil by testing everything, retaining what is good, and tossing out the wicked. That causes so much pain, for when we learn to utter prophetically, we find the reason why God did ordain each and every one learning how not to complain. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Please forgive me when I complain. I know that's not what the will of God is to complain. Prayers for my wife Toni and my mother Betty as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine as it continues to affect each and every one of us globally. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. Today I'll be in the prison for a communion service this morning. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians 5. It's verses 15 through 22. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Evil for Evil, Return None. Evil for evil, return none. God seek always. Not you only, but everyone. Always rejoice, keep praying in heaven's byways. Thanks give every circumstance and rhetoric. Jesus Christ is God's will with this protecting. Spirit quenching not, despising not, utterances prophetic. Everything test, good retain, evil refrain, magnetic. Amen. I'm Tom Shilkers Williams. It's July 6, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterance.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today with some prayer requests, specifically as we move to ask for special prayer intentions today, as I am in my second opportunity to present the Word of God to the men in blue through a communion service. Our deacon and priests are out today. So I step in to share the Gospel of Luke, where the 72 are sent out. Our 72 new young disciples that went out and about to do things that in Jesus' name we can do. Amen. So in Jesus' name today we ask for your prayers. We call out to our good friends John and Marie. And oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven is when we close today and universal utterings. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day in the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.